In just a few seconds, we're going to spend some time with Matt Swift. Matt is a Georgia native who was invited to come to Des Moines by the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Why? Well, Matt and many more individuals in Columbus, Georgia, were responsible for taking a river that ran through their downtown into the nation's largest man-made water feature that's produced millions in economic development and created a place where people really want to live and work. Matt Swift, coming up next on the Business News Hour. Inside on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Arion HR, human resource strategy and programming that frees you up from time spent onboarding and compliance and allows you to grow your company. Arion HR at Arion, Arion.com.
Insight on Business the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again, because why? You're going to learn something today that perhaps you have no knowledge of. That's a pretty bold statement. But I'm sitting with Matt Swift. Now, Matt Swift, as soon as he opens up his mouth, you can say he ain't from around these parts. Matt Swift is a Georgia dog, as a matter of fact, and we're going to be talking about the Whitewater Project here in Des Moines. Matt, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Well, it's great, Michael. I really appreciate it. I've been here for 3 days now, and I had high expectations coming up here. I've done a lot of research on Des Moines, but all I can say is the 3 days I've been here have been wonderful. Everybody says this is the typical Chamber of Commerce days. It's just like this all year round, but it's been great. Everybody's been shown Southern hospitality to us, and it's been great.
You know, one of the things I think that perhaps Iowa is known for is Iowa Nice, mm-hmm. and we try to do that on a regular basis here, yeah. and I think it works.
It does.
And we're also very curious about what new trends are on the horizon, and you were brought here to talk about the Des Moines Whitewater Park, this reconstruction of the Des Moines River.
Right.
But you come with a little bit of knowledge in this area.
Well, yeah, I learned it. We did it the hard knocks way. First of all, let me just say this. The kudos to the Greater Des Moines Partnership. They came to Columbus a year and a half ago to see our Whitewater Project in Columbus, Georgia. And they, when they came, we hosted them, and it was just wonderful to get to know them there. And ever since then, they have been working on their project. And for them to now to ask me to come up here to further expand on it is a great opportunity.
But the reason that they asked Matt Swift to come up here, ladies and gentlemen, is because 15 years ago, he and a whole bunch of folks in Columbus, Georgia, put together a water feature that is perhaps unrivaled in the United States at the time. Tell us about that project.
Yeah, Michael, thank you. It is unrivaled. We call it the world's longest urban whitewater experience in the world. USA Network has put it as one of the top 12 man-made outdoor ventures in the world. Wow. So it was a great award for us. But yes, it started 15 years ago, and it was part of an overall downtown Columbus community development to try to add assets to our community that would retain and attract talent. We for a long time in Columbus, and by the way, Columbus is about half of the size of Des Moines, so it's a little bit different, but a lot of the same principles apply. But for a long time, we'd had a brain drain. People would grow up in Columbus, and then they would leave because there wasn't anything in Columbus to do, or if there was anything in Columbus, there were no opportunities. And we decided some 2 decades ago that we wanted to do something about it, and we started working on our downtown area. And we did a lot of the normal things that you do in your downtown areas. We added a civic center, and we added a performing arts center, and we even added a river walk. But a lot of cities have those things. What we decided was if we really wanted to be different, if we really wanted to transform our city to where people would say, man, that is a cool place to go. Let's go into the river. Now, we were lucky we had two hydroelectric dams that were obsolete. And so we had to do something with them anyway. They were either going to fall in or deteriorate. So we blew them up. We went into the river, and it was a great event to blow up two dams. It was an event just to blow them up.
Sure, yeah.
I know in here in Des Moines when y'all blew up the YMCA,
that was
an event. So this was an event to blow up the dams. And so we blew them up, and we hired the same people y'all are working with here in Des Moines. Great, great group, the McLaughlin Group, fantastic engineers. And they resculptured, if you will, 2.5 miles of a river.
Wow.
And what that did is it created 6 or 7 rapids that vary in difficulty from class 1 to class 5.
Mm.
And so it was a long process, and it wasn't easy. And we had to fund it almost entirely through a lot of private donations. We did have the city and the state and the counties. They all chipped in too. But it was a public-private partnership. And I can say unequivocally, we've been open now for 5 years. And we had our 5th year anniversary in May of this year. And I can say unequivocally, the idea of having something like this that is fun, that's good for water quality, that's good for the environment, that's good for economic development, that's good for tourism. I can say unequivocally, we met all of our goals and our expectations were highly exceeded. But there was one category that we expected some of this, but we had no idea that this surprised us, and that was the community pride in this venture once it was finished.
Mm.
Because when Aunt Susie from California comes in, the first place we take Aunt Susie to is down to the river so she can see, of all crazy things, somebody surfing on the river with a surfboard, or somebody coming through in a raft and being flipped and thrown into the water and come out laughing. It totally transformed the image, the feel of our city. And today our citizens are as excited about that as anything we've ever done in Columbus.
We are talking with Matt Swift, ladies and gentlemen. He is one of the people that was behind the project 2.5 mile whitewater experience in Columbus, Georgia. What was the pre-sell like that? I suspect that when you started this project, people were going, what the hell are you talking about? We don't need no whitewater. What is a whitewater experience?
Oh, there's no question about it. And this will apply in Des Moines too. The same people are similar everywhere. Absolutely. When we first came out with this idea, first of all, people said, well, I'm not going to get in that river. It's too dirty, blah, blah, blah. Then the other people, why would we ever want to do this? You know, that kind of thing. And
we need streets that need fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a pothole out in front of my, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Got it.
And so, yeah, there were a lot of skeptics out there. The one I love telling people about is I've got a good friend, a lawyer friend up in Chattanooga, and when they came out with the idea of a freshwater aquarium, she called me and said, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard of. Who wants to go see a bunch of catfish in an aquarium, you know? Well, of course, they build the Tennessee Aquarium. They have 1 million visitors, you know, and same thing here. There were a lot of skeptics, and there were a lot of people, because they can't see it.
Right.
A lot of people, they don't understand it because they can't see it. If you can't feel it, touch it, smell it, they don't understand it. So part of the job was coming up with some good visuals, taking them to, at that time, there were a few. There was one out in Denver called Confluence Park. There was one up in Richmond. But they were relatively small things compared to what we were trying to do. So, yes, there was a selling job and there was an education job to the community that we had to explain to everybody. And we did it. We went to Rotary Clubs. We went to garden clubs. We went to the boardrooms of the CEOs. We went to the state legislature. We went to the council chambers. And we sold this vision. And gradually, people started getting it. They started seeing that this particular initiative, if you will, is so good for on so many fronts. It's good on the environmental front. It's good on the economic development front. It's good on the tourism front. It's good from the standpoint that you're providing something for your local people to do that no one would. You don't think about coming to Columbus, Georgia, to go whitewater rafting. You think about the North Georgia Mountains or the North Carolina Mountains or
go to Colorado.
Colorado, whatever. We've got a rapid in Columbus, Georgia. That's a Class 5 rapid. Is as good as anything you can find out on the Snake River in Colorado. So it's been an exciting, fun project. We're in our fifth year. But, Michael, I got to tell you this. When the group came down from Des Moines to Columbus, I did a little research on Des Moines. And I was really impressed with what I read a year or so ago. But I've been here for 3 days now. I'm even more impressed. And the thing that I see is I think y'all have an opportunity here that's bigger and better than what we did in Columbus. Huh. And the reason I say that is y'all's plan has so many different elements to it that we don't. It's basically a kayaker or a whitewater rafter, low flow, high flow. Here with the downtown projects and the some 60-yard projects out in the region, there's something for everybody there. And that is exciting because the whole initiative is exciting, but the fact that you can involve and engage so many of your citizens in this is really an exciting plan.
We are talking with Matt Swift, ladies and gentlemen, from Columbus, Georgia. We're talking about the White Water Park experience that planners here in the city of Des Moines are taking a really hard look at. And I believe it's going to happen because of all the things, Matt, that you just said. You know, if we can put projects in the realm of economic development and what that will do to alleviate people leaving or alleviate the opportunity for the brain drain, that's really positive. I'm curious about now you've been there for 5 years. And your business community has changed dramatically in Columbus. It was home to textiles and other manufacturing entities, and today that's gone in another direction because those jobs are gone.
That's right.
How has this project been helpful in keeping or attracting talent?
Oh, it's a great question. Well, I'll give you a good example. We've got the second largest credit card processing company in the world. It's called Thesis. It's a publicly traded company. They're right there in Columbus. We went to them and talked to them about this project, and we got $1 million grant from them. And the reason we got $1 million grant from them was they're in the business of hiring people, and the people they're hiring are generally high-tech kinds of people. And though high-tech kinds of people, they want to come to a community that is fun, that is eclectic, that's progressive, and when they saw this was going to be an added attraction to our downtown, to everything else we've been doing, this was not just let me help you kind of donation. This was a
return on investment
kind of check. And so Aflac is in Columbus now. They gave to this project for the same reason. Charbroil, the leader in charcoal grilling in the world, they gave to this project big time. So, and because it was huge from the standpoint of retaining people. It was huge from the standpoint of attracting people. And it's actually been an initiative that we've used, and we've actually had companies come to Columbus. And I wouldn't say it's directly responsible for this, but I can tell you this, the Chamber of Commerce, when these companies come in to look at moving to Columbus, the first place they take them is to the Whitewater Park, because these people can't believe that right here in little old Columbus, Georgia, we have this incredible amenity that feels so good in so many levels.
You've been here in the Des Moines metro area for 3 days.
Right.
Who have you been talking to?
Well, again, I give kudos to the greater Des Moines partnership. I've talked to Jay and his team, and I've met Christy with the Community Foundation. I met Hannah, who's
sure.
Helping out with some of the economic development. Kyle here has been terrific. So I've met with a lot of those people, but also we met yesterday with a number of the Greater Des Moines partners, the people who help fund the Greater Des Moines on a high level. We met yesterday on the Riverwalk. Today I met with the board. You mentioned something a minute ago that I think is very important. That when you said you think that Des Moines can do this, it, based on my limited research and my experience here for the last few days, one of the reasons I think it is going to happen here is that Des Moines has a history of stepping up and doing things that are transformational for this city. I mean, I can't tell you how blown away I am with the downtown in the Women's Achievement Bridge. My wife goes to y'all's botanical garden and comes back, and that's all she talks about during dinner for 2 hours. You know, all the great amenities y'all have already done. So you've got so much to build on, and you've got a history of doing great projects. I just think this is a natural one.
His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Matt Swift. He comes to us from Columbus, Georgia, taking a look at what has been so remarkable and such an important part of their economic development scheme there. Final question for you, Matt. Business, you already said, they stepped up and they said, okay, we're gonna put our money into this because this is an investment mm-hmm. for us. How was it with the city and the people that make rules and regulations, not only city government, but also state and county government?
Well, interestingly, again, we were very blessed that they came on board. And they came on board for a lot of reasons. Obviously, the cities and the counties and the state people, the politicians, they all want to have an ROI on investment like businesses. But, the tourism expanded exponentially. We have 40,000 rafters go down our river every year. We have 20,000 zip liners that zip across our river. I think we are the only zip line that goes from one state to another state. Until somebody tells me differently, I'm taking that position that we're the only one. But the city people, they recognize the value of tourism. They obviously recognize the value of sales tax. Our sales taxes increased by 46% in the downtown area. Our hotel rooms, we've had two new hotels in the last couple of years. We got three more on the drawing board. Our convention business is going to step up. So from the politician standpoint and the city council standpoint, This really was a no-brainer because where else are you going to find this kind of industry that touches so many components of a community to where everybody improves? And so we really, both of them, the city, the county, the state, they all contributed money in various different levels. And so it's proven to be and the beauty of it is, like I say, we've been there 5 years, and now they're seeing the proof is in the pudding.
Return on investment.
Return on investment.
Very good. We have been visiting. I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. Thank you, Matt, for making time for us.
Let me say, Michael, just thank you for taking the word out. Obviously, I'm passionate about this in a lot of ways because I saw in our little old town of Columbus how transformational it was, and I honestly see it can be just as transformational or more here in this great city of Des Moines.
Matt Swift, ladies and gentlemen, we will have images of what went on in Georgia, in Columbus, up on our radio blog as well as our Facebook page. Thanks again, Matt.
Thank you, Michael.
Once again, Matt Swift with firsthand knowledge about how a water adventure like that which is planned for Des Moines impacts our economy and our livability. Good stuff.
Inside on Business, the News Hour, is a production of Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications. Our thanks today to Matt and our crew, production coordinator Chap Ramsey, sales and marketing Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're hearing right now was created exclusively for us by James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all of us, my name is Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.